nějaké následné přece, já nevím, nevím, because they don't want to progress to the Dora, so you can ask the Dora, but it's the same thing. And then, what are they coding anyway? Right? Are they coding IPs or people that are great? And what are they great? They don't do it just his computer, it's like, thousand packages are great. Like, yeah, no, at least it's bad here. So, next question is about this question. Which version do you use it have? Are they running like 4 or 5? And then it's 4 or 5, right? Like, are people using them? Oh, no, we don't know. Which distro is using them? Because, like, as a developer, probably I want to run the distro that everybody runs. It's like, we found out that 90% of the people is running Chakra. Hell, I don't know Chakra, I'm running Chakra myself, right? Like, you just have them think that you should. They have, you can go to like more small fine grade thing, right? Do they have Balloon enabled or not? And if not, why not? Right? Like, that's things you can do with Spyware. And then you can do like more, much more complicated things, right? Like Firefox killed the menu bar. They don't have menu bar anymore. But why did they do that? Because Firefox has an option, a very nice option that says, I will send information to Firefox for the improvement of the Firefox experience. And they realized that nobody was using the freaking menu bar, you know. And people either use shortcuts or nothing because the browser was like, but last time you do something like in a menu in a browser, right? So they killed the menu bar. Right? We can't do that because we don't know if people are using menu bar. Do we know like if the show full screen in Opera is better in view or in settings or in anything? We don't know. Right? So we could check if people go to settings, it's like, fuck, presentation is not here. And then go to view and fuck, the position is here, right? So if we track those things, we can actually improve our software. Right, so how do we do it, right? Because that's what everybody starts thinking about, like, you're sending data and then you're a bad guy, right? But people have been doing that, like, Firefox does it. And people generally trust Firefox. Google does it, you don't know if you generally trust Google or not. Let's say Firefox, right? So that's what they do. They have a random unique user identifier per user, right? So this is Firefox, and it's like, you are X1G4T, right? And that's you. And then you can just remove that, and then next time Firefox runs, it will be a different ID, so it's like, nothing actually tracking you, right? They don't even track the IDs, so it's like, yeah, all they know is that XC64 needs something, right? So, you need to do that. Random ID, don't look at these. All you know is that this entity did something, right? I'm voting for enable by default. So otherwise I will enable it in the this. But it has to be easy to disable, right? There's people that don't like that, we get that disabled, big panel, something. And the user must be able to know what we send to the server, right? We send this and this. And even better, we can have the option to delete that. It's like, oh, fuck, they sent this and I don't want it. Delete it. Easy, can't do it. And then everything obviously has to be open source, server code, and client code, and as simple as possible, so we can actually prove we're not storing anything that's not what you want, right? And going one step further, let's make the whole data set public. There's nothing there that's actually private to anyone. You can just make everything public, and there will be always some guy that's doing a PhD or something that will in studying it and actually come with maybe something useful. So there's nothing bad in having the data set public. So, hope. Number two. Obviously, you don't want to hope people's network with this, right? Because they want to use the network for themselves, not for ourselves. So we need to send small data, right? Like, any string is very small. We need libraries somewhere because we don't want every single application to do this by themselves, right? Because then it's going to break. And then we have a daemon or whatever that tries to send data every week. It has to be something the user doesn't do, right? You don't need to be like, you want to send the data now? It's like, yeah, maybe, yes, no, right? So, that's what I think it is. And I think it's really going to for us. It's both.